This story is read by Eric Duff. Private Peter MacDonald, service number S18816 of the 6th Battalion, the Gordon Highlanders. Peter MacDonald was born on the 22nd of February 1893 at Gladstone Terrace, Perth. He was the 7th of 8 children born to George and Helen MacDonald. Peter's father was a policeman. By 1901, the family had moved to Moss Side Cottage, Madderty, and Peter's father had become a gamekeeper. Peter initially attended Madderty Public School. However, he moved to the Taylor's Institute, Crieff, Perthshire. This was a foundation for the education of the children of the poor in the parish of Crieff. After his education, Peter emigrated to New York, where he was engaged as a valet to a private gentleman. Peter enlisted into the British Army in New York on the 6th of June 1917. On returning to Scotland, he joined the 6th Battalion Gordon Highlanders at Aberdeen. The regiment was officially formed in 1881 when two Scots regiments, the 75th and the 92nd, were amalgamated during the Childers Reform. However, the regiment can trace its history back nearly 100 years prior to this. Peter was mobilised to France in November 1917. He took part in the Battle of Cambrai between the 20th and 30th of November 1917. An extract from the Gordon Highlanders' war diaries from the Battles of Cambrai reads, 6:20 a.m. on the 20th of November 1917, the artillery opened fire and the tanks moved forward. The infantry followed closely in all cases except for the 51st Division. Their commander, General G.M. Harper, thought the tanks would attract German artillery fire and thus put his men in peril, so ordered the men to hang back. The bombardment was fairly effective. The British protected fire failed to take account of variations in the quality of the ammunition or of muzzle velocity variations for each individual gun. Surprise was, however, complete. Peter survived this battle and continued in various actions on the Western Front. He experienced life in the trenches, dealing with the horrendous conditions, the poor diet, sanitation and dampness, while the bombardments of gas shells continued. In January 1918, he was wounded and taken to a field hospital. On the 8th of January 1918, he was sent to Duston Military Hospital, Northampton, England, in a critical condition. Peter was discharged from the army on the 15th of March 1918 with total disability and returned to his parents' address at Burnside Scone. Peter MacDonald died at home on the 4th of August 1918 from tuberculosis, which was aggravated due to his weakened immune system. He is buried in Scone Cemetery, plot D89. Peter was 25 years old. He was awarded the Victory and British War Medals. Peter's elder brother, George, joined the Black Watch and was killed in action in September 1915 during the Battle of Loos. He has no known grave. We will remember them.